Hello once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, March 29th, 2006. I'm Eric Parizeau. This week, an interview with Kansas City Snort User Group Chairman Russ Starr on the collapse of the Checkpoint SourceFire deal. Plus, a shakeup at Microsoft, looking for love in all the wrong places, and the latest in Google's effort to protect your search data. But first, this week's top story. Another out-of-cycle Internet Explorer patch may be in store, as exploits for the latest IE flaw are now in the wild. According to F-Secure, exploits are circulating for the IE Create Text Range flaw revealed last week. The problem allows malicious websites to corrupt a user's system memory and execute arbitrary code. Microsoft says it's planning to release a fix as part of its next regularly scheduled update on April 11th. However, security firms EI Digital Security and Determina have both released third-party IE fixes for those who can't or won't wait for the software giant. Industry watchers are keeping a close eye on Microsoft, though. In the past, the combination of third-party patches and exploits in the wild has compelled the company to release patches early. In other Microsoft news, a corporate shakeup affects its security division. Michael Nash, corporate vice president of the software giant security technology unit, is stepping aside. The surprising change comes just days after Microsoft overhauled the executive ranks in its Windows Vista group. Microsoft announced last week that Vista would ship later than expected. Nash will stay on at the company in an as-yet undetermined role. The new head of Microsoft Security Group will be Ben Fathy, who is currently general manager of the Windows Server division. Also, following up on a story that we brought you recently, the war may not be over for Google, but it has won a major battle to protect the search data of its users. A federal judge has ruled that the search giant must provide the U.S. government with 50,000 URLs from its search index, but Google will not be forced to turn over any user search queries. The Justice Department went to court to get access to Google's data, hoping to use it to prove that content filters do not effectively protect children from online adult material. Google calls the decision a clear victory for its users and their privacy. However, experts say Google could face more lawsuits in the future, as the DOJ may find the sample data provided by Google to be incomplete and insufficient for its purposes. We'll keep following the story for you. And now this week's security spotlight. Late last week, Israeli security firm Checkpoint announced it was abandoning its planned acquisition of intrusion detection firm SourceFire. The deal had been under intense government scrutiny, as many feared the national security ramifications. More specifically, a number of government organizations use SourceFire's popular Snort open source IDS tool to monitor their networks and feared what might happen if the tool ended up in foreign hands. The deal also may have been a victim of bad timing, coming at the same time as the controversial effort by a company based in the United Arab Emirates to take over operations of several U.S. ports. Joining me now to talk about what happens next for Snort and its users is Russ Starr, founder of the Kansas City area Snort User Group. Russ, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Russ, are you surprised that the deal fell through?
You know, I'm not really surprised. I wasn't expecting it, but since it's all based off of politics, and I think it really was bad timing, it's just...
Now, the FBI and the Pentagon were very much against the deal because they feared the foreign ownership of Snort, with Checkpoint being based in Israel. Do you think those fears were justified?
I think in a way, yeah, because, you know, you have to be real paranoid about your security and worrying about, you know, foreign ownership of something is obviously, it can be a problem. But at the same time, you know, entities as big as the FBI and the Pentagon should have the resources to implement some type of redundant security and being even more ultra-paranoid by having maybe another vendor's IDS or, you know, some other stuff that they have more control over. So I think it goes both ways. I wouldn't be worried about it personally, but you know, I'm also not the national government.
Doesn't everyone pretty much have full access to it anyway? What difference does it make who actually owns it, just to play devil's advocate with you here?
Well, you're right. It is open source, and they're not going to be able to slip anything in there because a lot of people see that code and actively work on it around the world. So being able to slip something in an open source project is it's just not going to happen. But now SourceFire's commercial products, they do have a lot of homebrew, closed source, neat technologies in their, in their intrusion detection and prevention appliances. Now that I could see them worrying about, but all the articles and everyone states that they use Snort. They don't say they use Snort SourceFire appliances. So.
What's the Kansas City user group's reaction to all this? When the deal was first announced, it seemed like the Snort community didn't want it to happen. But now that it has collapsed, are people pleased or disappointed that the deal won't be going through?
Well, I haven't really talked to that many users about it lately since since it fell through. But I think they're going to be a little relieved just because you have, the original company, SourceFire, working without any other, larger companies' influence. You don't have to worry about, their products, coming together in a way that maybe the Snort users didn't want to happen. Personally, I am a little bit relieved.
Is that more because of the foreign ownership situation or just because of what Checkpoint may or may not do with SourceFire and Snort?
Well, it's not so much the foreign ownership. I never even considered that and never even thought about it until, it came up on news postings and stuff like that. But, whenever you merge two companies like that, you may have, influences from one side that, change the change the product in a way, that really wasn't going to be going on its own as just SourceFire. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Finally, Marty Roche has said, he's the CTO and founder of SourceFire, of course, that deal or no deal, Snort would continue to be a major focus of SourceFire's efforts. Now that SourceFire will remain independent, how do you feel about Snort's future?
Well, I've always felt that it is going to be a major focus, because I know Marty is very dedicated and very proud of his work, and I know he gives to the open source community very generously. So I don't feel any different about it. I mean, I know either way he was gonna give back to the open source Snort people.
Russ Starr, chairman of the Kansas City Snort User Group, thank you for joining us on Security Wire Weekly. You can visit the Kansas City Snort User Group's website at kcsnort.org. Security Wire Weekly asked SourceFire executives Wayne Jackson and Martin Roche to appear today, but they declined. Finally this week, many workers are spending a lot of time during the day looking for love, among other things. A new study indicates 20% of all corporate web access is for personal use. That includes visiting pornography, dating, and gambling sites, and having instant message conversations with friends and family. The study was conducted by Florida content provider BurstTech, which surveyed more than 10,000 employees in 7 industries. Why is personal use so high? BurstTech says it's probably because employees are spending more time at work than ever before, and because the lines between work and personal time are blurring. The moral of the story may be keep an eye on your personal internet use at work, and remember, as many of you know, some companies do use internet monitoring systems, meaning someone is always watching. And that is Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. To check out more of our podcasts, you can visit searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.